Welcome to Tirani Mechav Torah, the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Haaretz. Today we'll be studying the Haftorah for Parshas Korach. The Haftorah comes from Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yod Aleph, Pasuk Yod Dalid, through Perek Yod Beis, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Okay, what happens in Parshas Korach? Okay, Parshas Korach is the rebellion of Moshe and Aaron's first cousin. Korach is jealous of Moshe, he's jealous of Aaron, he's jealous of his other first cousin, Eliezer and Ben Uzziel. Korach wants to be everybody but Korach. And the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that his wife actually is the one who sways him to do this sin. Actually, the Pasuk in Mishle, Yudalid Aleph, Chachmos Nashim Bansa Besa, V'Ivelis Biadeha Terhosena, the wisdom of the woman builds the home and the foolish one destroys it with her own hands. The Gemara says that the foolish woman who destroys her home is Eshes Korach. And she says to Korach, Moshe took Malchus for himself. To his brother he gave the Kohuna Gedula. You are just the Levi. To make matters even worse, Eliezer ben Uzziel, the youngest cousin from the youngest uncle, Armam Yitzhar Chevron and Uzziel. Uzziel's the youngest uncle. How could his son become the prince of the tribe, of the family? If anyone's next in line, Korach said, it's me, Armam's two sons. One is king and one is Kohen Gadol. Armam Yitzhar is the next brother. I am Korach ben Yitzhar. I should have the position of greatest. Korach contested the divinely assigned leader. We all know what happened to Korach at the end of Perek Tazayin. He goes down, the earth swallows him. In Yud Zayin, Pasuk Hey of Bamidbar, we're told, V'lo yeke Korach ka'adaso. It is a loved oraisa not to be engaged in machlokas. We are forbidden from emulating Korach. With that in mind, let us go to the Haftorah. Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yod Dad. What is the Haftorah about? The anointing of King Shaul as king and the speech that Shmuel makes at the end of his leadership. Shmuel says to the entire nation, Pasuk Yodal, let us go to the Gilgal and we will renew the kingship there. Even though we already established the monarchy of Shaul in principle, we have to establish it in actuality. And the whole nation goes to Gilgal and they anoint their king. King Shaul before Hashem in Gilgal, and they bring offerings to Hashem. And Shaul rejoiced, he's the new king. And all the men of Israel rejoiced very much. Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Shmuel al Kol Yisrael. And Shmuel says to all of Israel, Hinei Shemati Bekolchem, Nechal Asher Amartem Li, behold, I have listened. Remember, this is at the coronation event, if you will, for King Shaul. Shmuel makes a speech, and Shmuel says, behold, I've listened to your voice with regard to everything you told me. V'amlich aleichem melech, sham tasim aleinu melech. I've crowned a king upon you. V'ata, and now, hinei melech mishalech lefneichem. Behold, the king is going before you. V'aniza kanti. As for me, I am old. Visavati, I am a hoary of a hoary head. Mipni seva tukum. Sin yud beis hay is a word for old age. Hoary head, gray hair. I am old and of gray hair. Uvanai hinam itchem. My sons are here with you. Va'ani hisalach lifnechem minu rai aroyamazeh. From the time my mother brought me to the Mishkan until this very day, I've been dedicated to God and I've been your leader since from my youth to this day. And now testify against me before Hashem and before his anointed one, meaning who's the anointed one? King Shaul was just anointed. Eshor milo kachti. Did I ever take an ox from you for my own benefit? V'chamor milo kachti. This really echoes what Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's complaining about the burden of leadership and Klai Yisrael. So he says, did I take anything from them? Did I even take one donkey from them? V'chamor milo kachti. Did I even take a donkey from anybody? Says the prophet Shmuel. Esmi ashakti, esmi ratzosi, who did I oppress? Who did I pressure? Umiyad mila kachti kofer, did I take a bribe from anyone? Va'ali me'enai bo, in order to hide my eyes from the truth. Va'ashu lecham, if I took anything for my own personal benefit as leader, I will give it back to you. Va'yomru, and the people say, no, pasuk dalid. You did not oppress us. You did not pressure us. You didn't take anything from anybody. And Shmuel says, Eid Hashem becham. The aid Meshicho Hayamazek, Kido Metzatzim Biyadim Uma. Hashem is a witness, and King Shaul is a witness. You found nothing in your hands from me, Vayomer aid, and they agree. Yes, a witness. Hashem is the witness. King Shaul is the witness. Shmuel, you are clean. And now Shmuel says to the nation, Pasuk Vav, after he deals with his personal reputation, if you will. Soloveitchik says a person's reputation is not their own. Visim nikiim. After he deals with his personal, does anyone have a personal grievance against me? They say no. Now he gives an address to the people. And Shmuel says to the people, Hashem, asher asa es Moshe ves Aaron, Hashem, who is the one who appointed Moshe, literally Hashem who made Moshe and Aaron. What does it mean? God chose Moshe as the leader, as the king. Hashem chose Aaron as the Kohen Gadol. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu who brought your forefathers up from the land of Egypt. Stand the Ishafta Itchem Lefnei Hashem. I will enter judgment with you before Hashem. Is called Tzidkos Hashem Rasha Asa Itchem Vesav Asechem. All the righteous, let's talk about all the righteousness Hashem did for you and for your forefathers. Kasher by Yaakov Mitzrayim. When Yaakov came to Egypt, remember when they went down, Yaakov of Biso Yardu Mitzrayim. By Yaakov of Asechem Hashem. Your forefathers cried out to Hashem. By Yishach Hashem is Moshe Vesaron. Once again, Shmuel takes us back to when Hashem, when we were suffering in Egypt, cried out, what did he do? He said, Moshe and Aaron, v'yotzios of v'sechem in Mitzrayim. And they took your forefathers out of Egypt. V'yoshivum b'makom hazeh. Moshe and Aaron were sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they settled them in this place. V'yishkuchu es Hashem Elokeihem. But what happened? Your ancestors forgot Hashem, their God. V'yimkar osam b'yad sisra sartzava chatzor b'yad plishtum b'yad lechmal v'yachalmu bo. But what happens when we forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He needs to remind us, so he gives us over into the hand of the enemy. Sisra, sefer shoftim. Chatzor, Sisra sartzava chatzor. We were given over into the hands of Sisra, the commander of the army chatzor. We were given over to the hands of plishtim, the hands of the king of Moab. And they made war against them. Vayizakul Hashem. Once again, we cried out to Hashem. Vayamu chatanu. We have sinned, Hashem, said the Bnei Yisrael. When the enemy comes, we remember that we sinned. Ki yazavnu es Hashem. Oh, we left Hashem. And we served Baal. And we served Ashtos. These are different avodah zaras. And now, hatzilenu miyareveinu v'navdeko. So the Bnei Yisrael, when the enemy comes, they cry out to Hashem. Please save us from the enemies. We will serve you. And Hashem sent Pasuk Yud Aleph. So when we cried out in Egypt, Hashem sent Moshe and Aaron to save us. When we cried out because of Sisra and the Plishtim, Hashem also sent people to save us. Righteous leaders, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayishach Hashem es Yiru Baal. I'm going to translate this Pasuk according to the Steindl's commentary in Nevi'im. But just listen to the first Pasuk and the language of the Navi. Vayishach Hashem es Yiru Baal, the es Bidon, the es Yiftach, the es Shmuel. Just like in Egypt, God said, Moshe and Aaron, when you cried out in Sefer Shoftim because of the enemies that were oppressing you, Hashem sent Yiru Baal, that is Gidon. He sent Bidan, this is a reference to Shimshon, the most prominent of the tribe of Dan. He sent Yiftach of Gilad and Shmuel, meaning he himself. And he saved you from the hands of your enemies all around, and you dwelt in security. And when you saw the Nachash, the king of Ammon, was coming upon you, Vatormali, you said to me, Lo ki melech yimloch aleinu. No, a king will reign over us, we said. Hashem alokechem alkechem. But Shmuel says, why do you want a king? Hashem, your God is king. Why are you asking me for a king? And now, says Shmuel, here is the king that you chose. Here is the king you asked for. Oh, you wanted a king. Here it is. Al tu'im tiru es Hashem, if you will fear God, pasuk yudalet, v'adatem oso, and you will serve him, mishmatem bekolo, and listen to his voice, lo tamu es pi Hashem, and you do not rebel against the word of Hashem, v'yisem gamatem v'gam amelech asher malach aleichem, achar Hashem lekechem. If you go in the ways of God, and you don't rebel, and you fear him, and you serve him, then you, and the king who is ruling over after you, you will be after the ways of Hashem. V'im lo tishmu bekol Hashem, but if you do not listen to the voice of Hashem, umirisim es pi Hashem, and you rebel against the word of Hashem, v'ayisa yal Hashem b'chem uba avoseichem, the hand of Hashem will be against you and against your fathers. And you know, I have to say, okay, for those of you learning Malachim Aleph, it's powerful to learn this Haftorah at this juncture, which coincides with Malachim Aleph, because what happens, unfortunately, the kings do not fall in the ways of Hashem. And the prophecy here of Shmuel, if the king's gone away of Hashem, Hashem will be with us, he'll be with the people, things will be wonderful. But if not, and we rebel, Hashem will be against us. And that's what we see playing out in Malachim Aleph. Gam Ata, continues Shmuel in this beautiful speech. Gam Ata, also now, I'm in Pasuk Tesvav. No, joke, just joking, Pasuk Tesai. Gam Ata, also now, his Yatzavu stand, Uru'us HaDavar HaGadozah, see this great matter that Hashem is doing before your eyes. So now Shmuel is going to do a mofis, a miracle. Obviously, Hashem is going to do the miracle through Shmuel to show that he is chosen by God and everything he's saying is by divine will and he's not making things up on his own. Hello, Kitzir Chitim Hayam. It is the wheat harvest. When does the wheat harvest begin? Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaBikur, Mincha Chadasha, 50 days after Yitziat Mitzrayim. So, Kitzir Chitim, we're in the middle of the summer today. Ekra El Hashem, I will call to Hashem, V'yitein Kolos Umatar. Hashem will send thunder and rain. Now, we know when does thunder and rain come? In the winter. Ma'ashu V'ruch U'mar Gashem. Not in the summer. Udu'u. And when you see the thunder and rain in the winter, in the summer, Udu'u, U'ru'u, you will know and see Kiraschem Rabash or Asisem B'nei Hashem L'sholachamech. You will see that you have done very bad in the eyes of Hashem to request for yourselves a king. Why do you want a king? Hashem is your king. And Shmuel called out to Hashem, and Hashem gave thunder and rain on that day. And the whole people feared very much, both God and Shmuel. And the whole nation said to Shmuel, pray. Pray for us to Hashem your God, so we should not die. Ra'a l'shalanu melech. They say, oh, we have added evil. Yosef, we added evil on our sins to ask for ourselves for a king. Ayomer Shmuel, Ela'am, and Shmuel said to the people, Al Tiro, do not be afraid. Atem asisim eskolarazos. Although you have done this evil, but now you have a king. Ach, therefore, Al Tasur, Me'achare Hashem. At this point where you're holding, you do have a king. And I, Shmuel, anointed him. So I'm telling you now, do not stray from away from Hashem. V'avadtem es Hashem b'chol avavchem. Serve God with all your heart. How often does Moshe reiterate to us? Devarim Perikin Aleph Pasuk Yod Gimel. V'ayim Shmuel to Shmuel Mitzvot. Say Hashem Nochi Mitzvah Eschem Hayom. And in the first paragraph of the Shema, Devarim Perek Vav Pasuk Hey, Shema Yisrael Shema Kim Shem Echad, that's Pasuk Dalet. There's an Eden that we have to serve God wholeheartedly. And Shmuel says, okay, it was a sin to ask for a king, but now that you have a king, don't stray from away from Hashem and serve Hashem with all your heart. Pasuk of Aleph. Velo tasuru, do not stray. Ki achrei hatohu asher lo yo'ilu velo yatzilu hu. Ki tohu hema. Do not stray after emptiness, meaning idolatry, because it will not help you. It will not save you because they are empty vanities. Ki lo yitosh Hashem es amo. There's a last pasuk of the Torah, pasuk of base. Hashem will never forsake his nation for the sake of his great name. Ki ho il Hashem la'asos eschem la'am. Because Hashem desired to make for you his nation. And that's the end of the Haftarah. It's a very, very beautiful speech. So we have the anointing of King Shaul, and the whole nation celebrates, and they're bringing korbanos. Shaul's happy. The people are happy. We have Shmuel's beginning of his speech, where he says, does anyone have an accusation against me? Speak up now. And then we have the bulk, really, of the Haftarah, is Shmuel admonishing the people. Why do you need a king? You have a Kol Shel Baruch Hu is your king. He is the Malach Malchei Melachim Kol Shel Baruch Hu. When we say this Shema, we're makabel all Malchus Shemayim upon ourselves. All Malchus Shemayim. My friend Esther Goodman pointed out to me some years ago that the word Shema, Shin Mem Ayin, Devarim Perek Vav Pasuk Dalet, Shema Yisrael Shema Kol Shem Echad, the letters of Shema are Roshei Tevos for all Malchus Shemayim. Shin Mem Ayin, if backwards, all Malchus Shemayim. So he says, why do you need a king? So they say, oh, we've sinned. No, but you have a king. So I'm warning you, stay in the path of Hashem. Do not abandon the Torah. Do not abandon the mitzvos. Then God will be with you and will be with the king. So what do we think the connection is to the parasha of Parshas Korach? I think it's a very beautiful connection. Korach was rebelling against Hashem's chosen Mashiacho, his anointed one, not the Mashiach like the Melech HaMessiah that we're waiting for. God's anointed one. Moshe didn't even want the job. He didn't want the job. He gives all kinds of excuses and Perek Dalet of Shmos why he can't take the job. Him lo yaminu, lo shem bekoli. The people won't believe in me. I have a speech impediment. My book Abel is all based on that. I am not a man of words, not from yesterday, not today. I have a stutter. How could I be the man of the job? Chapter 4, verse 13 in Shmos, you should send Aaron and said, Moshe didn't even want the job. Korach's contesting that Moshe took melucha for himself. Moshe says, you think I wanted this? I was a shepherd in Minyan. I was happy being a shepherd. Yichav Hashem b'Moshe. Hashem became angry. Moshe had no choice. Aaron is so humble. Aaron, Vayudam Aaron, his whole midah is shyness. He never wants to be in a mechlukas. Hillel tells us in Pirkei Avos, who is Aaron? Hey, vemi tal midah v'sha Aaron, Pirkei Av, Mishnah, and Beis in Pirkei Avos. Oh, v'sham, v'rod v'sham. Oh, v'sham, v'sham, v'karv in the Torah. Aaron's whole path is the shame of Shemayim. How could I bring people closer to Torah, closer to Kosh Baruch? How could I embrace peace? Aaron wants mechlukas. Kosh Baruch, who said, Moshe is going to be the Malach. Aaron is going to be the Kohen Gadol. Elitzafim Ben Uziel is going to be the Nasi. Korach's whole problem was Kinatai Ven Kavod, but it expressed itself in contention, in arguing against, in rebelling against leadership. But it wasn't leadership like the political leaders we have today. It was divinely appointed leadership. Don't rebel against that. We see what happened to Korach. So this very beautiful of Torah is so matim for the parasha because Shmuel, in this beautiful speech, is reminding us, your forefathers were in Egypt. When they called out, who did Hashem say it? Moshe and Aaron. In the time of Shoftim, when the people called out and they realized their sins brought war upon them, Hashem said different Shoftim, leaders, Gidon, Shimshon, Yiftach, Mi, Shmuel, and Klal Yisrael, a Torah leader, a leader of the people, is chosen by God. And this is the answer to Korach. And it should be the answer to all of us. We have to know that Hashem, Halavai, we should be Zocha to be in a time of Mashiach Zikenu, the Scion of Malchus Beis David, Yavovi Galenu, the chosen one, the Mashiach of Hashem, the anointed one of Hashem, will come once again. The Melucha will be established. And we will all go by Ezra Hashem and the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who will be with us and with our King. There will be no contention against God and chosen one. There will be no mechlokas halavai ben adam lechaver. There will be peace and security as a result in our land. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a beautiful day. Be'ezra Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.